It's time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein. Robinhood Radio's very own intrepid, roving, rambling. I put intrepid first. Reporter, Ruth, what's going on out there?
Well, we start with the plane crash in Lime Rock. A little excitement over there this weekend. Small Piper Cub, I guess, had mechanical problems, had to land, and chose the field at Lime Rock. Apparently, the guy pilot must have been a pretty good expert because he brought it down safely in the a field. He was not hurt. He had a passenger who had, I understand, minor injuries. But the video, somebody was videoing, obviously, the activities at the park and caught this, and pretty amazing, interesting looking event there.
So he landed. Nobody got hurt or anything, huh?
No one got hurt. And what was even better is because they are equipped for this sort of thing.
Yeah.
The fuel was dealt.
Yeah. You had all hands on deck. It's the best place to sit down if you got a problem.
Exactly.
Yeah. You have
we're
the
having
local
an event, so
emergency
yeah.
folks. Yeah. The Lime Rock folks.
Well, they're used to dealing with fuel too. So
yeah,
all the right things in the right place at the right time. We know somebody was watching out for this guy.
Exactly. I don't know any more detail. I don't know where he was coming from or going to.
They were going to New Hampshire.
Oh,
that was the road and track thing.
Where'd they come out of?
That was not.
You know.
And the only thing that was available in the thing yesterday. I mean, today I'm sure the state police will say, but the only thing that was available was who the plane was registered to. Not the name, the corporation, but mm-hmm. It did not say where they had come out of or who the individuals were.
More details to come then.
Yeah, and Lime Rock put out a statement very quickly. But they're very good at that. That was interesting talking about that, the big ad they put out last week about the traffic and how sorry they were about the inconveniencing the public.
Well, have you seen the signs? We go by often, so they have put signs out and so forth, and, it is now, I would say, onto a regular user, people who see those signs to actually follow them.
Well, you know, they've talked about the traffic with events up there for a long time, and a lot of times it comes to under-predicting the crowd you think you're going to have. And there's I don't know if there's any real science to figure out who might show up at an event and how many. So it's no matter how hard you plan and the best laid plans,
a long time
it
ago,
can turn south real quickly.
Mm-hmm. Many of these also, they're private events. And I remember I shall not say his name, but a terrific guy, used to be state police now. And he said what happens is people, they leave Lime Rock and they feel very, shall we say, empowered. So they come flying out of there and they come flying through town because they've just had a good, they are.
They think they're still on the track. Huh?
That's just pretty much what you are now. You've signed it, you've told them, da-da-da-da-da, and now you have to hope that they relax a little. By relax, I mean, don't do the things that make all that noise. But I would say that just on the outside, it's signed beautifully. It's real clear what's expected. Now let's see if they do it.
Well, it's interesting having a racetrack in your midst. does bring up lots of conversations. So.
And it brings money to town, too.
Yes, it does. Yep.
We all like that.
Okay, so I was up at the Grove on Sunday for the Republican meet and greet, which was also about, each year, maybe every other year, I'm not sure how often they hold them, but they honor a nonprofit, and this year it was devoted to affordable housing. And so they had representatives from Housing Trust, Housing Committee, and then Jocelyn Ayer from the Litchfield County Center for Affordable Housing Opportunity, I think it is. It's a big name. Spoke. And they talked about all the different, I mean, Salisbury is interesting because of all the various affordable housing organizations. And they each spoke about the projects that they're working on. And it was very well received. And there, of course, the Grove is a beautiful site to hold anything. And then folks were introduced to the two candidates who are running. That's Don Malin for selectman and Peter Beckett for Zoning Board of Appeals. And Board of Assessment Appeals, excuse me. And then topped off with ice cream. Everybody had cones and sundaes, and so it was very a pleasant event at a pleasant on a pleasant day.
I'm going to say they had good weather.
Everybody had beautiful weather. Everybody was lucky this weekend, and so the Democrats will be holding their, I think it's a barbecue, same spot next week from 4 to 7, and they'll have their candidates out. Also, on September 26th, 27th, and 28th is Cornwall Days. So they're going to celebrate each of the three villages. As you know, Cornwall has, they're going to celebrate two villages, but they do have three in Cornwall, as you well know. They also have three post offices in that tiny town. So on Friday, they'll be at Cornwall Bridge. They'll be singing and tasting at the Cornwall Package Store. On Saturday, they'll be in West Cornwall, where there'll be a jazz brunch and music and singing. And Sunday, they'll be back in West Cornwall when the Grumbling Griffins Children's Theater pre-performance workshop for kids will be held from 10 to 11:30 p.m. and a performance on the Wish House lawn from 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. and then a cabaret performance from 1 to 2 p.m. So amongst all the other things going on next weekend, you can go to Cornwall Friday, Saturday, or Sunday and celebrate that town.
Let's hope they have a map so you can find all the different villages.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here in my mind going, let's see, 1, 2.
go here, go there. Well, in West Cornwall.
Yeah, Pine Street is what I always think of.
And that's the village, that's always confusing.
Yeah, and then you have the area down there by the bridge. So it's kind of a retail area in general.
Yeah.
And then I'm not sure about the next one.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, and
I remember way, when I first came up here, the first house I looked at was in West Cornwall. First place I looked at was in West Cornwall. And the guy was based in Goshen. And he said, no, like, there are 13 Cornwalls. There were really more than, there are many Cornwalls. It's amazing. And I was just staggered. Whatever.
Lots of Cornwall. So
did you get to the art show here in Sharon?
Yes, I did.
You did.
I did. I did that as well. That was the Festival of Arts, Fine Art Festival.
Yes.
Did speak to Hannah Jung, who is the organizer, and she explained to me how there's a group of artists who are showcasing their work as trying to meet the public, have the public meet face-to-face with artists, and it's a good opportunity, and it's very easygoing. You can just stroll the green and look at all the artists, no pressure, and there were photographers and painters and woodworkers and fiber arts and a lot like the one in the summer that's put on, but the green is a great place for just strolling and looking at all the art. And they do this, I think, twice a year, she said, and the use the. They found that the green is a really good spot for that. So, as you pass by, there were tents and tents and tents filled with artists and
they
people.
They were out here starting to set up on Friday, early Friday. They were starting to set up for the Saturday and Sunday event. So,
yeah.
Now, it used to be, they've only been here in Sharon, I think, for 2 years. It used to be the Litchfield Art Festival or something to that effect. And then I don't know what happened there, but then suddenly it came to Sharon.
Yeah, and she said they moved over. This is the third one, I guess, twice last year. And this is the third one this year or something like that. Yeah, but they liked this venue. And she did say, and it actually started in Cheshire, Connecticut. And then they moved to Litchfield, and she did say why they moved, but I don't remember. Maybe it's a little too much traffic-y around the green there. So, yes.
Litchfield, yeah, a lot of traffic around Litchfield Green, almost too much.
Yeah, it's hard maneuvering, so, but very pleasant.
And presumably they were happy the times I went through. It seemed, looked like people were, it was bustling. It was
yes.
Not quiet. It was great.
Could not find. I had to park almost in your parking lot.
So there you go. So obviously you and I weren't there at the same time.
Right. So there was no parking on the street available. So.
How did you like the nice new parking lot out there?
It's been
pretty
many, many times.
Pretty snippy. They have people out there putting dirt over the grass. Friday they did, and this morning there's more people. I'm not sure what they're doing. I guess they're going to put some topsoil on and reseed it again.
Oh.
Hard to say, but this is the second day I've come into a pile of dirt laying in the parking lot.
And you missed 2 days. So.
Oh, that's right. I missed Saturday and Sunday. Were they here then?
No. Well, they weren't there when I was there. No.
Well, they're continuing the improvements on it to make it all nice and
or they're doing
beautiful.
Something else entirely that you don't know about.
And then, yeah, well, yes. That's true, too.
Go next door and find out.
And they have down in the corner, too, oddly enough, when people are looking for electric chargers, they've got two electric car charging stations down in the back corner of the lot, too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So I've seen them used a couple of times.
I don't see any serious traffic on it. Paley's on her way, and she too is. We have definitely seen them used a handful of times, but I did not see them used this weekend.
Okay, so looking ahead, we have on next Saturday, the 27th, Attorney General William Tong is going to be in Sharon at Liz Peel's house at 3 p.m. talking about the various topics that Attorney General deals with. We have the crop walk on Sunday. Is it an official walk or is it?
Well, they walk basically
in the
down.
Region, right?
No, well, yeah, it's region wide, but they meet at the Salisbury Congregational Church. I believe 1 o'clock is the time to meet, sign in, and 1:30 it's go. You can sign up online, with your teams and everything to get the donations. But essentially, I think they do the rail trail back there.
Up to
Lakeville and then back. It's not like this huge
miles long. It's not like it used to be at the high school and everybody went off together.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why I said it was isn't it the Northwest, Mike?
Yeah, it's the Northwest Connecticut crop walk.
Yeah.
Or walk for hunger. Well, goodness, I'm not going to spit this out, so I won't try it. Anyway.
So it's 1 o'clock at the Congregational
Church. Yeah, 1 o'clock at the Congregational, and then you can also go online if you want to form a team or, join the team. That's all available. And,
okay, good. I was not sure because I haven't covered it in a couple of years, and it used to be everybody at the high school, and
they had different stations along River Road.
Yeah,
I remember that back when. Yeah, they've cut down the walking somewhat, but I think they were close to a $30,000 goal last time I was on the website.
Good.
And they were closing in on it already with commitments. Of course, at the end of the day, does everybody honor their commitment?
Right.
No, I think what happened is that they had a more individual arrangement and they centralized it somewhat. So that's when it changed. That's when it became rather than high school. But I don't remember how many years ago.
Yeah, the Congregational. The website is crophungerwalk.org, and then from there you can look up the Northwest Connecticut Crop Hunger Walk.
Good.
And that's great. Where you do all the sign-ups and stuff. So.
Yeah, it raises a lot of money, needed money. It's great.
And
Gets people out.
I believe 25% of what's raised in the area goes back into the area.
It used to be that.
Yeah, and it still is, and then the rest goes out in various other places because, you know, there's hunger all over the world. So
they
kind of do a lot of outreach on this. And
good. Okay, so people get your sneakers on and start walking.
But sign up first. Any meetings or any?
So next, well, we have this week. Well, we did have. Coming up on Monday. Monday the 29th. Let's put out the housing summit. There's a Sharon Housing Summit. A Litchfield County Housing Summit that is held every year, and all the affordable housing organizations come out and discuss their projects. That's going to be Monday, the 29th, in Sharon at the school. But prior to that, that's at 4 o'clock. That's at 5 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, there's going to be a groundbreaking for the new housing going up at the community center in Sharon. They're putting in 4 apartments. That's the latest, really. The housing, Sharon Affordable Housing is very excited about that. They've gotten grants. That building has been used forever for different things. The last time it was used for recreation, it's found to be not very, most activities are now down at the Veterans Field, and so the Sharon Housing, Affordable Housing, was able to get this. I guess the town is going to lease it to them and put in 4 apartments. So they're groundbreaking at 4 o'clock next Monday.
4 more. I noticed up in Salisbury across from the Interlaken Inn there, the 2 houses that were going in are in, and they're pretty much looking finished. I see.
You mean across from the White Hart?
Yeah. What did I say? I'm sorry about that.
I spoke with John Harney yesterday at the Sharon Republican, Salisbury Republicans, and he said, "Yeah, they're in." And
yeah, they're coming across the road, making connections. They've got dug up on both sides of the road there, so they're making some kind of a connection. But the houses, they're pretty much buttoned up and ready to go.
Wow. He did invite me to come up and take a tour. He said he'd give me a tour, and also they've got the ones at Perry Street. So
that's right. Yeah.
And there's, I think he said, 1 occupancy already. So
there you go.
Things are going well.
All right. Well.
And there are all kinds of meetings and stuff, you know.
That's right.
Selectmen's meetings and planning and zoning and just all over the place.
Open your ears and look around and you'll find out all kinds of things. On that note,
Miss
Jill, it's time for you to take us on out the back door.
Ruth, thank you. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's fearless, intrepid, roving, rambling reporter on Robin Hood Radio.